Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. It's Independence Day, July 4th. Head for the grills. Caitlin Swartz, Consumer Affairs Director for the Kentucky Beef Council, says retailers will have some specials on steaks, and for some, not at the top end, but easier on the pocketbook, with just a little TLC, they can be tasty and tender.
So if you're going to marinate for tenderness, you want to marinate for 6 to no more than 24 hours. So you could throw it in the refrigerator the night before and have it ready for lunch or dinner the next day, and that's going to be a great time for that marinade to really work its magic and give that flank steak a little bit of help.
We'll have a website for marinade recipes, but a simple one is some Italian dressing.
That works as well. Some people use balsamic vinegar because that's a great flavor enhancer for beef. So Italian dressing, balsamic vinegar.
And for marinade recipes, cooking tips, and a whole lot more, Caitlin has just the ticket.
Beef It's What's for Dinner is actually the website that we're going to send them. They've completely redesigned their website, so it's much more consumer-friendly. There are great recipes for all different types of beef, as well as great recipes for marinades and rubs, and also some cooking tips and tricks on there as well.
We've been talking steaks. When we return, burgers are on the front burner. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know there's more to living out here than farming, which is why we offer more than credit for farmers. We use our financial and agricultural knowledge to tailor solutions that help rural residents achieve their goals. At Farm Credit, we know you're not just looking for a loan. You're working to maintain a way of life. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
We're back with some July 4th burger tips for the backyard grill. We'll have that website address again in a minute, but the Beef Council's Caitlin Swartz on a very basic point.
For burgers, the first rule of thumb is pick out a good mixture. If you're going to do hamburgers, we recommend an 80-20 mixture, so that's 80% lean and 20% fat.
She says going with a more lean percentage than that is fine, but you may need to add an egg or other binder to help hold that patty together. And back to two other very basic points, get the internal temperature to a safe level, and don't play with your patties.
So you want to grill your burgers to 160 degrees internal temperature. That's going to make them food safe and ready to serve. And again, don't play with your patties. So when you're grilling, you don't have to flip 100 times. I know it's very hard not to, but your patties' juices will pull to the top, and that's when you know you're ready to flip.
That website, beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Have a great Independence Day. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.